It's gonna be good going over there, but also pretty scary just because of like I don't know what am I doing. It's gonna be 3 months where I'm not really earning money.
Oh, does the school not start for 3 months?
No. So I'm gonna work right now, and I'm gonna be saving quite a bit for that. But there'll be that, and there'll be having to speak French all the time, and
moving in with.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably in some ways the least scary part.
Well, that feels like it's just easy. Like, that's going to be okay. Yeah.
Were you practically living together?
No.
In France, no.
Not even. No.
Yeah. Picks up this, like, the most annoying thing in the world.
I don't know. I think I probably stayed at his house a few times. Like, 3 times, if that.
Yeah.
I don't think we ever spent a whole 24 hours together.
Really?
Yeah.
There must have been a good few hours that you spent together.
Oh, there were. Yeah. I mean, we only kind of knew each other for like about 2 months at the most. Yeah.
And we were together for like 1 month?
Like a month. On and off.
That's so cool.
So, yeah.
I don't know. I reckon that's enough when you like.
Oh, yeah. It absolutely was. Yeah. Yeah. Crazy. But this time around it's different. Like, this time around we're just kind of waiting, but we know it's going to be okay, or at least we feel like it's going to be okay.
No, it will be.
Yeah.
Has his divorce and stuff come through?
Nearly. No, it's still coming.
Yeah. Such a long process.
Oh my gosh. Have you talked to...
No, not yet. Not since
is he in Christchurch?
He's in Littleton.
Littleton?
Yeah.
Where's he living?
I know he's living near Valas Road because we have relations there.
Oh, okay.
I know he's living near them, so he's on that side that's around the bay.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Okay.
The other side of the roundabout. Maybe so, I'll have to you sometime.
Yeah. Is he gonna stay in Christchurch for a while?
Yeah, I think so. His girlfriend has to do her MA here.
Yeah. What department?
History.
Okay, just down the corridor.
Oh my god, I always think it's over there. It is just down there, isn't it? Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I know.
You know the fun of that. I guess. No, I mean, it'll be fine. I actually just don't even think about it that much. Although I keep seeing people around who look like him, like, short, really blonde guys everywhere.
I'm like, what's going on? Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be fine, though.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Sure. Is he working?
I don't think so. But I'm sure he'll find. I was doing a little bit of work, which is, you know, they do shows for. He did Sparks in the Park and things.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think he didn't have a good time of it, so he never had a good time of it, so he's not doing that anymore.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think he's just deciding what to do. He might go and do some polytech courses he was talking about.
Yeah.
Random things.
Okay.
So, yeah. Yeah. So when are you gonna come see Catch 22?
When's it on?
It starts next Friday.
And it goes
to the following Saturday. When no show, Sunday, Monday.
When should I come?
The first Friday or Saturday night would be best.
Yeah.
For us.
Cool.
To get more people in. And also a pile of posters are going around and on the web like that's had the wrong date on them.
Oh yes.
And so it means that people might not show up on the Saturday night. So
oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, I'll come to it on the weekend probably. Yeah.
No one's actually said how much that's going to cost us, but.
How much are the tickets?
Tickets are.
Run.
8 for students, 15 for adults.
Okay.
$10 for staff. Do you have a staff card?
Yeah, external staff.
Yeah, could use that. Well, really. Well, actually. I'm like, I think I could hook some people up with tickets, so maybe.
Yeah, but you want to make money. As well.
No, we do want to make money as well, but it's just okay. It's about choosing who to give the free tickets to. So I'm like,
right, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, maybe poor deserves a free ticket.
Not really. No, don't give one to me. Have you got people who've kind of helped you with stuff that need free tickets.
Oh, well, I mean, everyone on the show kind of gets tickets and stuff, so...
Yeah.
I don't know, we'll sort it out. I mean, it'll be fine. But if there are lots of going, maybe.
Yeah, that's cool.
Opening night should be cool.
Mm.
It's so scary. I've never, like, neither of us are really, or I have really directed before. It's such a, like, learning experience. Like,
okay.
Yeah, because it's not like you kind of just think that you would just stand in front of them and tell them what to do and things, but it's...
Yeah, it's a lot more...
Well, it's more, I mean, it's every part of it, because you're meant to be thinking about the whole thing, but I think there was a problem that neither of us had. Well, it was kind of his job too, so I stood back from it, had a really clear vision about how they wanted it to be.
Mm.
And so, yeah. And I guess some directors are way demanding, like, I want it to be like this, whereas we're more like, things are happening, and we're like, okay, yeah, we'll go with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, like, getting people to, finding out a way to help someone get a character. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, you can't just say to some people, do it this way or something. It's just, they won't do it. And so you've got to help them, like, get there another way.
Yeah.
And so there are all these different techniques and things, but I don't really know them. Like, I'm not schooled in them.
Mm. Yeah, no, it's funny. I mean, it seems like these things only just come together right at the very end.
Yeah, totally.
I had no idea before. I think maybe it was when you did that last play, when the one that you were last in. I don't know, can't remember. But, yeah, just seeing these things like be absolute chaos until the last few days.
And then
I wouldn't have thought it would go like that. I thought you'd have people kind of... Who knew what was happening?
Yeah. I wonder, I mean, I don't even know professionally if it's any better than that. Like, I assume professionally it is, but it might not be.
Yeah.
But I assume that you've got people who are being paid. Because that's the biggest issue is that we're all amateurs and it's really hard to get people on board who you can completely trust for the thing. Because that's what all you want. Like, a producer is either the busiest person or the least busy person, depending on how many people they can get to help them out. Because if they got every person who was meant to do their job, you know, and got them quickly, that'd be so sweet.
Yeah.
But our producer's having to do costumes now, I think, and things like that.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. So it's kind of hardcore.
Okay.
And I think it does work out, but I'm freaking out about building. Like, there's actually, like, building the set.
Oh, yeah.
But my brother was meant to be helping, and then he pulled out. And he actually pulled out quite a while ago, and I told him, and I said, you need to get someone else.
Yeah.
But then he just told me today that he absolutely wasn't doing any part, so I just told her that. And then she's like, oh, we need someone else. And I'm like, yeah, we did.
Oh.
No, but I don't know. It's okay. It just means that,
we've
got one builder.
Okay.
And a set, like, that's like a mini house to build, sort of thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow. But, I mean, everyone else comes to help out. Like, there'll probably be enough people to help.
Yeah.
But they don't know what they're doing and they're useless and they can't do anything. Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of need just...
We also need to buy the materials and, like...
Yeah. Even just things like that. Like, everyone might show up on Saturday and they're like, what? And
there's nothing to build with.
Oh.
Mm.
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. Mm. So you can pay and he gets, like...
No, he doesn't get paid.
He doesn't?
No.
Doesn't get paid. Wow.
No.
Okay.
So no one gets paid. I mean...
Right.
I guess a lot of people, though, they do start off at this level and then they go on to a higher level, and so it is kind of a gateway into being paid.
Yeah.
But it's kind of... Yeah. It's all just for fun.
Okay.
The rent, do you know... Have you seen the signs around for rent?
Yeah, I have.
That's... Like, the people doing that, we know them. And they are... They're paying people, but they're getting funded by, like, one of them's a millionaire, the father's a millionaire and stuff, and so he's giving them, like, $100,000 or something.
Aww.
For a show. And we do it, like, in a budget of $10,000 sort of thing.
Yeah, okay.
The only thing is, I was thinking about that, I'm like, you can have the highest production value in the world, but they're actually, I just don't even know that there's that much talent available, like...
No.
And it's always going to drag the show down, like...
Yeah.
I think it's better to have a cheaper show and better talent. But, I mean, you just can't... You can't get that, you know.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have, like, that many people show up for auditions, really. I mean, because it was in the summer.
Do you advertise?
I think...
For people?
Some people advertise in the paper, but on the whole...
It's kind of a pretty close circle.
Well... Yeah, it's kind of like... You put an ad out to, like... You put it on the drama sort of news that goes down to the club.
Okay.
But out of, like... There's over 100 club members, but active... There's probably only like 30 active club members, and then probably only 10 that are available or something. And then you get other people you know
yeah.
for from other things, but it still doesn't end up being that many people, especially when there are other shows on, and there's been like 3 or 4 other shows on at the moment.
Yeah, okay.
Like the Outwit show, like some of those guys they might have been in it.
Okay.
I don't know, you would have, but I think you might have. Or
I went to school with
him. Oh, really?
He's a couple of years older than me, but yeah. Mm-hmm. I was best friends with his little sister. That's so cool.
Yeah.
I remember going around to his place. Yeah, it is, absolutely.
Do you have like a crush on him or anything?
Not maybe on his other brother. But yeah, no. It's kind of funny how
I wish I was an older brother sometimes. So he could have had like cute friends.
That would have been cool.
Because he's actually got some friends, and I'm like, one day you'll be hot. But you all seem so young to me and stuff. If only he'd been an older brother.
How old is he?
He's just going to turn 20 next week.
Oh. Not that young.
No, it's not that young. It's still too young for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's, but yeah, he's...
He's all growing up.
Yeah. The other guys said that he looked really old. Anna and Michael were saying that he looked way older. Like, that they thought he was, like, 24, like, my age.
Really? Yeah. Actually, I think when I saw him in the car park that day with you, he looked like he was the same age as you.
He does not! He looks like a little boy.
No, maybe that's more a reflection of me. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe he does. I think sometimes I am surprised by, like, there's kind of a bit of a, like, man broadness to him and stuff. So.
Yeah,
I guess so.
Mm.
Oh, my gosh. Are you looking at your siblings and going, oh, my gosh?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. My little brother's cool.
Yeah, he seems real cool.
He is cool, yeah. He's just started playing the bass guitar. I don't know, I just feel like he knows so much stuff about so many things. He spends a lot of time with my dad, and so he does a whole lot of farm stuff. And he goes fishing, and he's just a really clever boy.
I want to be, just hang out and do stuff and learn stuff.
Yeah.
Without any grades or
master's. Stuff and... Yeah,
I was thinking, like, because you know how all the arts and all this stuff, it's often created, it has to be created by rich people half the time, just because it's people who have the time to write
and
to devote their life to being artists, or, I don't know, I mean, you can do it these days differently, I guess, now. But it is,
I don't know,
I went to Cecil Beaton, you know, the gallery exhibition when he had his photos of Cecil. This will be his photos with
at the big
reunion.
Didn't see it.
Yeah, but I mean, it's kind of like a big public money making sort of show.
Yeah.
But like, there were some really cool photos in there.
Right.
And my favourite were the ones like earliest on, like before he was doing just celebrity ones. And they were just of like his scene and his friends. And they were all like so and so poet, so and so artist. I know, everyone was really creative and stuff. And they were just all like, I know, so stylish and just having fun and playing and stuff. It was just like,
yeah.
And I really love that era he lived in too, like
when
the 20s
when was he,
and stuff. Just the, I don't know, everything is so delicious then.
It's really, or what you can see of it now.
And to that small privileged group society, I'm like, you know, to the majority of people, I'm sure living now is way better. Do you ever get freaked out about how much goes into keeping you alive, or just, I was just thinking as I walked back and I had this plastic container with my food in it, and then I'm just like,
I know,
and someone made that, and someone else made this, in a day I've probably produced this much rubbish, and this much food, and it comes from this, like,
I think
50 people have touched what I've touched today, or something like that.
Yeah, that's crazy. I had one of those moments yesterday, I think, and you just, it's pretty worrying.
It's kind of freak out.
Yeah.
But you know what also worries me? The fact that I might not be able to, like, look after myself. Like, let's say the world, there was an apocalypse, I don't know, a nuclear something, and then I was, like, one of the only people left. I actually wouldn't know how to look after myself. Like, I'm used to pressing buttons, and I don't know that...
You're pretty...
Maybe, but maybe not.
Practical, though. Like...
Maybe. I think so. And then you're like, no, but I've only just gone tramping and things. I've only just started this last year and stuff. And before that, I would have been so much more useless. Like, I've learned heaps just in a year.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, pretty shitty to not know stuff. I mean, I don't know that I could light a fire using 2 sticks. I think I've seen people do it on the movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be pretty useless living outdoors, I think. I don't know, I'm really, really unfit at the moment.
Yeah, me too.
I know that. Yeah.
You could start going swimming at Centennial. You could get up early.
I could get up at maybe 5 and start doing that, yeah.
Don't you start 10 minutes
a day? Yeah, it's not that bad. Yeah.
It depends how tired you are.
Yeah.
That's the thing, I was always weighing up in summer. What's better to do, the exercise or get the sleep? Because, you know, both of them kind of wake you up, my phone's
yeah. Right. Okay.
I just think I'll ignore it.
Yeah. Maybe.
You can't be that important.
No, right.
Unless it's really important.